The latest VPR poll suggests Democrat Hillary Clinton will easily carry Vermont in this year's presidential race. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's still unclear whether Clinton will provide any lift to Democrats running for statewide and local offices.
Patricia Warren has sized up a lot of politicians over her 81 years on this earth, and she's willing to hear just about any one of them out.
I will vote maybe one column. It depends on what it is and who it is. Maybe Democrat. The next one, I might pick out a couple of Republicans.
Warren says she's missed voting in only one election in her entire life, and the Windsor resident says she long ago decided who will get her vote for president in 2016.
Well, I'm not voting for Trump. What does that tell you?
It tells us that Warren is among the 45% of likely Vermont voters who will be voting for Democrat Hillary Clinton in November, according to the VPR poll.
I think that she will do a few things and not be losing her temper. It scares the daylights out of me. Trump does.
And Warren says she struggles to understand the 17% of likely voters in Vermont who, according to the poll, will be casting a ballot for Republican Donald Trump.
I don't think he has the knowledge, not only just the temperament.
Clinton may enjoy a massive lead over her Republican counterpart in Vermont, but voters here aren't anywhere near as enthusiastic about Clinton as they were about Barack Obama in 2012 and 2008, or even John Kerry in 2004. Obama won 67% of Vermont's vote in each of the last two presidential cycles, more than 20 points higher than where Clinton is polling right now. Rich Clark is a professor of political science at Castleton University.
You think of my students, you think of the millennials, who just have not been won over by the Clinton campaign.
Clark is also director of the Castleton Polling Institute, which conducted the VPR poll.
And so I think there is a ceiling on Clinton as well. You know, think in Vermont, it's a higher ceiling than Trump has, but there is that ceiling.
And that ceiling might, emphasis on might, have an effect on how down-ticket races play out at the statewide and local levels. Clark says the presidential coattail phenomenon is a real and potentially decisive factor in elections.
And it affects one party far more than the other. It affects the Democrats. And, you know, Barack Obama had coattails where he brought in voters that hadn't been there before who tended to go Democrat.
But the electoral lift in 2016 might not be so hefty.
You have to have a popular presidential candidate to have coattails. And that may not be the case with the two candidates that we have at the major parties right now.
If results of the VPR poll are any indication, Trump will get about half as much support in Vermont as Mitt Romney did in 2012. Still, there are plenty of Trump supporters in the Green Mountains, even if some have signed on reluctantly. Burlington resident Gary Smith says that for him, the decision is about which presidential candidate is less worse.
Looking in one hand the morality issues, on the other hand, dishonesty, lying, and cheating issues.
Weighing those factors, Smith, a retired IBM guy, has come down in favor of Trump. Smith says Trump is far from the perfect candidate.
But he's the best we got. I think he's the most capable we got to run the country like a business, make some changes.
Smith says he'll cast a far more enthusiastic vote for Republican gubernatorial candidate Phil Scott. And while Vermont Democrats have tried hard to tie Scott to Donald Trump and national Republicans, pollster Rich Clark says he isn't so sure the message will resonate.
I think the fact that Phil Scott has separated himself from Donald Trump really kind of takes away that relationship to a larger extent.
But Trump also won't offer Phil Scott much in the way of presidential coattails, at least judging by Trump's dismal numbers in the VPR poll. And while Democratic candidate Sue Minter will be looking to maximize the benefit of presidential politics on her campaign, Scott will be trying to minimize the damage to his. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.